Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 27th, 2026. Today is Friday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. For we do not proclaim ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Light will shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Here ends the reading. Throughout this Lent, as I've read Paul wax eloquent about the power of the gospel of Jesus, I've wondered how he could be so emphatic. I've also wondered lots about how the message of the good news got lived out in the mishmash of daily life for the folks who benefited from Paul's teaching and preaching. While life in the first century was undoubtedly different than life in our own, I imagine that there were plenty of daily concerns that could press in on a local congregation of new believers, whether in Corinth or Philippi or Thessalonica. I know I talk aplenty about the gospel in my own vocation as a preacher and teacher, and I know I can talk about the good news of Jesus with an assurance that would lead listeners to believe that I know what I'm talking about. Perhaps today's reading gives another opportunity to reflect on what we mean when we use the word gospel or its synonym, good news. Once again, I found myself turning to my old friend Frederick Buechner and his treasure of a book, Wishful Thinking. Here's how Buechner defined gospel. What is both good and new about the good news is the wild claim that Jesus did not simply tell us that God loves us even in our wickedness and folly and wants us to love each other the same way and to love Him too, but that if we will let Him, God will actually bring about this unprecedented transformation of our hearts Himself. What is both good and new about the good news is the mad insistence that Jesus lives on among us, not just as another haunting memory, but as the outlandish, holy, and invisible power of God, working not just through the sacraments, but in countless hidden ways to make even slobs like us loving and whole beyond anything we could conceivably pull off by ourselves. I find good news in Buechner's description of the good news. And, as Paul notes in today's reading, the good news doesn't exist out there in the ether somewhere. The good news is present within each of us, the imperfect, sometimes brittle, clay vessels, with all of our quirks and prejudices, with all of our faults and foibles. We are the people in this generation who are the vessels through which the light of Christ shines into the world. That is both a gift to us and a challenge for us. God grant us the grace to rediscover the light of Christ in the recesses of our souls. And once having rediscovered this light, God grant us the power to shine that light into the world around us. After all, we've been given this light not to hoard, but to shine. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.